These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending May 22nd, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Privacy software maker Jumbo analyzed the North and South Dakota contact tracing app Care19 for iOS, finding it sent location, a unique phone ID, and the app's unique citizen code to Foursquare in violation of Care19's privacy policy. Foursquare uses the information to return a recognizable place name, like a store or restaurant. Proud Crowd, the developer of the Care19 app, says the data is not used for commercial purposes. The Android version of Care19 obscures the data sent to Foursquare, and a Foursquare spokesperson said the company promptly discards the data. Proud Crowd says it will stop sharing the unique citizen code and revise its privacy policy to disclose the relationship with Foursquare. The Verge reports that source code for the original Xbox and Windows NT 3.5 leaked online. The Xbox leak includes the kernel, a custom kernel based on Windows 2000, as well as build environments, the Xbox development kit, and emulators used for testing. Tom Warren at The Verge reports that this code has been shared privately by homebrew enthusiasts previously. The leak of Windows NT 3.5 appears to be based on a near-final version and includes all necessary build tools. District Judge John Konauer of the U.S. District Court in Seattle ruled powering on a phone to view the lock screen by law enforcement requires a search warrant. The ruling came in a case involving a May 2019 arrest in Washington State, where a police officer pressed the power button to bring up the phone's lock screen during the course of the arrest. Then later, in February 2020, the FBI turned on the phone to take a picture of the lock screen, which displayed the name Streezy on it. The judge ruled that each instance was a separate issue. Police may conduct searches without a warrant under special circumstances, such as taking inventory of personal effects. So the judge ordered clarification on whether this police search fell within those bounds. But he also ruled that the FBI physically intruded on a constitutionally protected area by powering up the phone without a warrant, and that because accessing the phone at all was an intrusion, it was unnecessary to consider any expectation of privacy on a lock screen as a result. Facebook announced the rollout of new alert tools in Messenger that will display warnings for messages that appear to come from financial scammers or potential child abusers, as well as provide tips and encourage blocking the sender. The machine learning system looks at messages, metadata, not message content, to determine if a message is suspect, meaning it will work with end-to-end encryption, secret conversations in Messenger whenever those come. The system will look at things like an adult user sending messages to large groups of minors, sending messages between users without a connecting social graph, or if that user has been blocked by many other users as potential signals. The feature has been rolling out to Android since March and is now starting on iOS. Google Cloud said Wednesday it has agreed to provide the U.S. Department of Defense with security service to detect and respond to online threats. The Defense Innovation Unit will still run applications across platforms, including not only Google Cloud, but Amazon Web Service and Microsoft Azure, while managing them from the Google Cloud console. Id Software announced it will remove the Denuvo anti-cheat software from its Doom Eternal game in the next software patch. Denuvo was added to the game in the first update on May 14th and was required to run at startup. On the Doom subreddit, executive producer Marty Stratton said that any performance issues seen by players were not a result of Denuvo, but the company considers allowing campaign-only players to opt out of any future anti-cheat system and ensure the overall timing of any anti-cheat integration better aligns with player expectations around clear initiatives like ranked or competitive play. Starting in 2021, the New York Times will no longer use third-party data to target advertising to its customers. Third-party data collects information as users visit multiple websites and then aggregates it for a more accurate picture of who that user is. Privacy concerns are pushing publishers with large enough customer use bases like the Times, 6 million users, to rely solely on the data it collects itself. Apple and Google have made their exposure notification API live for the public. Health agencies can now use the API in apps from Android and iOS. Companies say many U.S. states and 22 countries have been provided API access. This is phase one, where the system works in the apps themselves only. Phase two would work at the operating system level and not require an app to be downloaded in order to start working. Google and Apple are in conversations with public health authorities about what system-level features will be useful in phase two. EasyJet informed the UK's Information Commissioner's Office that a highly sophisticated cyber attack affected approximately 9 million of its customers, including email addresses and travel details. Attackers accessed credit card details of 2,208 customers. EasyJet says it became aware of the attack in January and was only able to start notifying customers whose credit card details were stolen in early April because of the sophistication of the attack. EasyJet says that it will notify everyone affected by May 26th. Supercomputers and high-performance clusters across UK, Germany, and Switzerland, and possibly Spain, were compromised by cryptojacking malware, resulting in many being shut down from external access over the weekend. According to review of malware code by Kato Security, the attacker appears to have gained access to the supercomputer clusters using stolen SSH credentials from researchers in Canada, China, and Poland. According to Kato Security, similar malware file names and network indicators suggest these were carried out by the same threat actor. Once in the system, the attacker used a Linux kernel bug to gain root access and deploy a Monero crypto miner. The FBI announced it has unlocked an iPhone 5 and iPhone 7, part of a shooter in Pensacola, Florida's iPhones, without Apple's assistance or without breaking encryption. The FBI says it developed its own tool to unlock the phones. And finally, developers of the Edison email app confirmed a bug that caused iOS users to see email messages from other accounts without requiring credentials. The company said it was not a security breach and appeared only in the latest update to the iOS app, which has since been rolled back. Edison said affected users were notified of the bug. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.